Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation on the Pop Culture News on the Research so you don't have to. I am Jackson.
And I'm also Jack.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Predator? Kill it or kill us?
Good for the fellas, that's for sure.
It's a film for the ladies. They finally made a Predator for girls.
Yeah, well, the Yonic design didn't go unnoticed.
That is true. Predator does have a pussy mouth. Just as Alien has cock tongue.
Yeah. I do love that, yeah, when we look at like Predator and Aliens, we both have like very phallic and Yonic kind of
symbolism. I think it's
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really nice to see.
Yeah, Predator vs. Alien should have been a sexier movie.
It should have been, I agree.
We should introduce a third franchise. It's an arsehole alien.
A kind of, I don't know, how do you, like a star design, but with a gaping hole in the middle.
And they stink!
I guess kind of you could say the, what's the alien in Stranger Things?
I don't know, dude.
That's kind of arseholic.
It is kind of.
Arseholic.
Yeah, what's the what's
the
Yonic
equivalent? Arseholic.
Yeah. I was reading an article the other day about
how you shouldn't do that.
I shouldn't. But it was kind of like, why is it that all like AI companies, why are their logos buttholes? And it's like ChatGPT and a bunch of other.
Because they shit out shit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it's like, why is it everything now is like leaning towards asshole like logo?
That's very interesting.
And, it's not just like AI, like look at other things and like Google. And you're like, wow, the assholeification of all our company
logos.
That's
very interesting.
Mostly in tech.
Assholes are the future.
Yeah, in a way they are.
Yeah.
We're bored of pussy and dick.
Yeah. It's the, I guess.
I am.
No, you're not.
No, yeah, I'm not. It's true.
It's all good.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, well, it's the one thing that connects us all.
That's true. We've all got one. Mm. It's a human lie detector. You ever heard people say that?
Sorry, what?
Like you can tell a lie by how much someone clenches. They're on anus.
Why don't we, instead of a, like, okay, so CIA interrogation, they put the lie detector, like all, everything like strapped onto the thing. And what they needed was basically a very, I guess like, a butt plug with a very like sensitive detector.
That it can detect the little
great news, I can tie this into a recent movie.
Oh, yes. Well done us.
In the recent Steven Soderbergh film, Black Bag, there is a scene with a lie detector. And the person doing the lie detector stops for a second and is like, basically is like, are you clenching your asshole?
Whoa.
And then the person's like, how'd you know? And he was like, you need to stop doing that if you want this to.
That's crazy.
So really, so in Meet the Fockers, Robert De Niro was like, I'm a human lie detector to Ben Stiller's Gaylord Focker.
Yeah.
He could have been like, all right, so I need you to drop trowel, bend over, and I'm going to shove my thumb, and you got to tell me the truth.
It's not gay, I'm your stepdad.
Yeah,
that's true. Dude, Robert De Niro loves his cat so much.
Yeah,
does the cat get killed?
Yeah, probably, dude.
Yeah. Does it?
Probably Gaylord Focker trips over his wedding cake and pisses on it.
Well, he does piss on the... Wait, does he piss on the cat? No, he blames the cat for using the toilet.
Yeah.
What else does he do with that cat?
Or does the cat fall in the toilet? He
the cat, no, because the cat can shit in the toilet.
Yeah, that's the cat shits in the toilet.
Like Charles Mingus's cat.
Yeah. You shouldn't teach your cats to do that.
You know, he wrote a pamphlet.
Who's Charles?
He was a jazz musician.
Yeah.
And he wrote a pamphlet about teaching your cat to shit in the toilet.
Your cat shouldn't. Hey, listeners.
No, they should.
Why? What's wrong with having your cat shit in the toilet?
Why shouldn't they?
Do you know, because it becomes its sir immediately.
Yeah.
So straight, like, you teach your cat how to do that.
Yep.
Fine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Years pass.
Oh, no.
When the cat gets older, it becomes a huge issue.
Because it can't shit, it can't get up in the toilet.
Yeah,
you gotta build a ramp to your toilet.
Yeah, you gotta build a, if you build a ramp to your toilet, that's fine.
Okay.
But also, cats, as they get older, their dexterity and stuff fades. So basically what you're doing is ensuring at some point...
Cat fall in toilet.
Cat fall in toilet, or cat get really hurt trying to shit. Or alternatively, if the cat's uncomfortable because, you know, it's
bones
are getting older, it will just get really constipated because it won't jump to the toilet.
You'll have to hold your cat over the toilet.
I have like read wonderful like threads of people being like, I have tried to train my cat to use the toilet, and this is the horrible things that keep happening.
Well, it'd be just shitting.
That's awesome.
I tried to, and it just sprayed everywhere. So now my toilet's covered in cat piss, and I hate it. Yeah. Or you completely missed it, and it's like cat shit just hanging off the bowl like to the side, and you're like, well, is this a clever idea?
It's crazy.
Why can't I just use litter?
So anyway, we can teach a cat to shit in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But every
we can't teach an old dog new tricks. I agree.
But I was going to say every chimpanzee I see that's a pet is in a nappy.
Well, I guess.
So, like, why are we teaching your chimp to use the toilet?
Not every cat owner is teaching their cat to use
the
toilet.
Yeah, but it's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe not for every cat. We don't know. How many people do you know personally that this is.
Yeah. Also. I like, if you own a chimp as a pet, I don't think you're a responsible person in general.
I encourage it.
So,
yeah, you're right.
If you're like, I can, you know, maybe train this this chimp to use a toilet.
Yeah. You're not doing
happening.
That.
It's easy. You're giving it Valium and then it's tearing off a woman's face. Yeah,
and if you own one chimp, you own eight chimps.
Where,
you
know? I don't know about that one.
I don't think anybody owns just one chimp.
I think people would own one chimp.
I can only think of people that own one chimp.
Every time I imagine like a documentary where they're like, you know,
you're
like
only imagining Tiger King and him burying that fucking chimp in a shallow grave with sad YouTube music.
God, why did you make me watch that when I had to get on an international flight? You son of a bitch.
You love to make people. Bitch, Jack. You're like, watch this funny video.
Yeah, watch this funny video. Oh my god. All our time to get on a 24-hour flight with only my thoughts. Thanks, gang.
To be fair,
it was the first time, and it was a surprise.
It was not just me. So friends of the show, Zoe Bellotto and Adam Carnivale, also,
I'm aware.
They were spearheading that project.
Adam,
I am aware.
Adam, who has been on the show before, is such a complicated man. A dead chimpanzee being buried in a shallow grave, he says that. He's pissing his pants, love.
Yeah.
You say, hey, Adam, imagine our shit on the floor, and he's like, I need to go home.
I have to leave the room.
Yeah.
Well, combining those two things, question, where does a chimp shit? Because I'm like, a cat in a litter, litter box or whatever.
Chimps are famous for what they do with their shit.
I know they throw it at people. I get that.
Yeah, so they just shit on the floor.
Yeah,
but do they go to a corner?
Probably.
Like, if I own a chimp.
They probably just shit
if
at
you own
the
a chimp, you put it in a diaper.
Yeah, but I'm not. Am I putting in a diaper all the time?
Yeah.
Every time I see any documentary,
brother, you got a baby. Wearing a nappy?
Of course, but I'm like,
chimpanzee doesn't get past babies. For some reason,
I was thinking if I have a chimp in a diaper, that's when I'm going out. That's well, when I'm. That's
when you're
when,
taking it to
my,
a fancy Italian restaurant.
That's when I'm my walk. That's my walking out, like walking around chimp outfit.
Yeah.
You know?
So at home, it's nude.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm guessing.
Well, it'll just shit on the floor.
Yeah, so I'm like, shit on the floor, and then you got to scoop it up.
But wouldn't they go to a corner?
I don't know.
I mean,
teach it to use the toilet. That's what I'm doing. If I own a chimp, it's staying in the chimp house out the back, and I'm installing a toilet for the chimp and training it to shit in it.
I mean,
then I never have to think about it.
Do any other animals use like a litter box or like a, you know, kind of like how like a cat does?
Pigs does pick a spot to shit in, and then
how do tigers
commit?
Got it?
They just shit where. What do you?
I'm just wondering. If you own a tiger, if I have a tiger,
animals shit wherever
I understand.
Have you been outside?
I understand. However,
yeah,
like with a domestic cat, you're like, yeah, cool. I'll have a litter box because that emulates outside. I get it. Yes.
Yeah.
My question being, I own a tiger. It is no longer a wild tiger. It is domesticated tiger. And so I'm like, if I built a litter box,
probably
big enough. Would the tiger
I
use
think
it?
The only...
Because that's very funny to imagine.
Yes, would have to
it
would
a
be
big like box.
A, it would be like a sandbox.
Yeah,
but I think
like
the only...
a child's play.
Kids, get out! The tiger's gonna shit. I think the only thing that would determine where a tiger shits is that it's not near its food.
Yeah,
I think otherwise the tiger just fucking lets it fucking go. Wherever.
Tigers are very across. Don't shit where you eat.
Yeah, exactly.
But do they also bury it like?
I don't reckon. Or they might. Why does a cat bury its shit?
Shame.
Is it to do with
I guess we are all ashamed. We flush our shits, you know?
Yeah.
We're ashamed of them.
But,
thank God no one will ever see this.
Like, is it to do with
it would be embarrassing. Right? You know, sorry, you go.
Well, I was going to say it's to do with predators, right?
So yeah, I imagine it would
like,
be.
No predators
so maybe, but maybe tigers don't want people to know where they are so that they
can't be tracked or
whatever. Or they can hunt better.
Oh, yeah. And you were saying?
I was going to say, I think if you...
This will be good.
Yeah.
Say you got your friends together.
Yeah.
You got to be very close to your friends to do this.
Or alternatively, you need to be you at the age of five where you just shit in the same room as your friends.
No, for this scenario, even that wouldn't work.
Okay.
You all shit.
Yeah.
Then you compare shits.
I'm regretting throwing back to you.
I want to see where this is going.
I think that you could experience a great deal of shame comparing your shit to other people's.
Would you try and like...
Why?
Well, I just don't know. I don't know what
you're... What could you possibly be ashamed of?
Solidity of stool?
Would you try and like almost like
be like preparing for the dentist.
Yeah. I was going to say like doping where you like, I'm eating like, you know, like fiber. A bunch of fiber. Like I'm Metamucil. Just a bunch of Metamucil.
Yeah.
Not even adding water. It's just dry.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if we're comparing shits, you know, and this is gauche, but we're comparing shits, and you've got a watery stool, and I have wonderful firm logs.
Well, we work together most days of the week.
Yeah.
We see what each other eat.
Yes.
Shit would not be a surprise. Like, as in, like, if you roll into the shit comparing competition and you've got a pristine shit, I'm like, well, this is not honest.
Where's the meatballs, Jackson?
I ate nothing but sauerkraut for 3 months in preparation.
Yeah, like, but also, who cares?
Well, I'm just saying.
Why would you be ashamed of that? If I had to compare my shit to a friend, so say a friend that doesn't know what I do for work.
Okay.
Yeah. If I had to compare a shit to that or show them an episode of my podcast.
You're showing them the shit?
Probably.
Not much difference. Yeah. Hey? Hey, fellas?
Oh, I set him up, he knocks him down! thank you to everyone who pays to listen to this podcast.
We love you.
Okay,
it's
Predator.
Money well spent, we promise.
We agree.
Yeah.
Predator,
Killer of Killers, directed
by... I think it looks really good. Looks fun.
Something Trebuchet or something.
Dan
Trebuchet. The same person who directed Prey. And obviously like a kind of like conceptual continuation of that idea. Prey obviously was the Predator coming to America in the sort of early colonial era. And this is, I suppose he's just picked multiple different eras of history. And he's like, what if the Predator came then? Is cool.
Dan Trachtenberg. Shut up, laptop.
Did you all end up watching Prey?
No.
Nah.
I really want to.
Why haven't you seen it?
I don't know, dude. I'm fucked in the head.
You are, dude. It's a good film. Like,
have you seen any of the Predator movies?
No.
That's so funny. Wow. Why do you get excited? You get...
What the fuck?
No, this is... I thought he's seen one. This is interesting, because this happened with Planet of the Apes as well. You just like latch onto a franchise like four movies and you're like, man... Cannot fucking wait.
It's
like,
gonna be sick, dude.
I'm there. But then I saw, because I was like, I'm there with the Fast and the Furious franchise, but I came in so late.
Yeah, that's true.
But then I watched a film. You have yet.
I see the first Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
The one with John Lithgow and Tom Felton.
Mm. That's true. He does like that one.
Yeah, you like that one a lot because...
They try to make that man better, but they turn him into an ape or whatever.
They try to make that man better, but instead Tom Felton hates the apes.
Yeah, hates
and
those apes.
And either me or you have implemented a fake memory in my head of, like, John Lithgow getting big.
Yes.
He doesn't, but I...
No.
I
really Why would should. He get big?
I don't know, man.
It's plumbing the Death Star bit that has become real life.
Yeah. Okay. I know why would he get big, but I'm like, nah, but he gets big.
I like trying to back engineer to try and figure out what the riff was. Is it that what if the Alzheimer's medicine made him huge?
Yeah.
I think I just did it. It's actually pretty simple.
I think that you misremembered what happened when he took the medicine because you remember, obviously. You would remember, like, it works for a bit, but then it goes wrong.
Yeah.
But it going wrong is just that it stops working.
Yeah, not that
he gets big.
Yeah.
You say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you watch the original?
Planet of the Apes? No, but I think I have seen the Tim Burton one.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Where. Oh, the twist is like so confusing.
It's like Abraham Lincoln ape.
Yeah, that's right. It's like somehow the apes changed history. So it was
I guess it's an alternate. Instead of going back in time, he's going to a different dimension, I guess.
Maybe. But the time is cyclical.
Yeah.
Like cyclical, and he just looped around.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will find out in the sequel to Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes, starring Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Crazy.
Crazy.
You should watch.
Any of the Predators.
To be fair, I'm kind of jealous because if you get excited seemingly at random for a movie that's like the fifth entry in a franchise, you have four other movies you can just go watch.
Didn't you watch the one where they went to the
you're right. Yeah. No, I haven't seen that one, but I've seen the one with the magic autistic boy.
You've seen... Why? The fourth one.
There's a little boy with autism, and the movie's like, he's a wizard, basically. The Shane Black one?
Yeah. I haven't seen the Shane Black
one. That's the one Predator movie I've seen.
You've seen that one, but you haven't seen any others.
Like, I haven't even seen the one that you keep talking about where you're like,
I've seen the beginning of it.
Like one where they go to the Predator's home planet and all the people are Predators.
But let me tell you, you've decided that one of them is a sexual Predator, which I don't think is the case.
It's not true. Yeah, no, we've had this discussion.
Yeah.
But that's another false memory.
It makes sense to me, so it... You convinced me so easy. Like I'm your biggest rube.
It's funny because I'm not even trying. I'm just I reckon there's a sexual predator in that. You're like,
no, you don't go reckon. You go, the crazy thing about that movie is they're all predators. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, they was. Because I've seen this film.
Jackson's my cleverest friend.
Or I'm sitting in the other corner being like, are you an idiot?
I don't know what
it'll take you 2 seconds to look this up. You're so wrong. You haven't even seen this movie, have you?
I don't know, man. The moment I sit down and that door closes the studio, I go Dumbo mode.
Everything is true.
Anyway, you'd like the Predator movies.
I'm sure I would, yeah.
You should try watching them.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I should, dude. I should give
it a crack. If I had to guess, I would say you'd probably like... I haven't seen Prey.
Yeah.
But just based on vibes alone, I reckon Prey would probably end up being your favorite.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But I reckon there'll be probably points in it that frustrate you.
Oh, intriguing. Yeah.
Again, I haven't seen it. I just feel like that you'll be like...
That is how I watch movies, so you're right.
I feel like you'll be watching... You'll be watching it, and for like two-thirds, you'll be super invested. But then when it turns into the... Because inevitably, again, haven't seen it. But inevitably in that movie, at some point, it will have to get flipped, and like the Predator will... either lose or there will be a fight.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, didn't like that. I think that it should have gone this way and not that way.
I can't imagine that.
Or, I don't know, like, how are you with pacing? Because if it's slow, I have seen it. I'm from memory, I think maybe it's a bit slow to start.
I like a slow movie.
So I don't know. Yeah, okay.
Often movies are too quick for me, so...
I'm curious then. I'm very curious.
Can I get an example of a movie that's too quick, knowing that you fucking love Wes Anderson movies, which are... filmed at fucking whip-crack pace.
Yeah, that's true. Too quick. Well, actually, I would say Isle of Dogs was too quick, speaking of Wes Anderson.
Okay.
That movie was zooming past, dude.
Like his other movies.
Yeah, somehow it didn't feel as egregious. And Isle of Dogs, man, did nothing for me.
Yeah, I know, but you also think it's got a secret, right?
Yeah, it does have a secret. There is a secret to Isle of Dogs. It's one of those secret movies.
I just think that Isle of Dogs...
There's a secret in that movie, dude.
Wow, I do go dumb boy mode.
No, but also the secret to Isle of Dogs is, like, the story is, like, sad, but there's, like, another layer of sadness to it. It feels like it was made with sadness.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree, but I think for me, it's like, it feels like there's some dimension of the movie
that you're not understanding.
It kind of does. Like, if somebody was like, oh, the reason behind this choice was X, I would be like,
If someone was like, oh, it's actually an analogy for...
Yeah. I'd be like, oh,
for the dog problem.
Yeah.
I think that... I reckon you probably like Predator 2 more than Predator 1.
I agree.
I've seen the end of Predator 2.
What the fuck is this? Enjoy doing this show by yourself. We're leaving.
When he's in the spaceship.
Why have you seen that?
How do you... He consumes media in about a baffling way.
No, I just...
But gifts. You! I don't even know what you do.
I'm consuming movies like somebody's dad.
Yeah, I was going to say, but reverse... Like, yeah, it's like... You are consuming it like somebody's dad. At least I come in at the end and put my hands on my hips and go, oh, maybe I'll watch this. And
at least with my GIF watching experience, like, it's almost always TV and stuff that doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
It's just, I just become aware of it.
Yeah.
What the? I don't know, man.
I worked at a cinema where it was my job to walk in and watch 15 minutes of a movie.
Yeah.
And yet you seem to have done it more.
It's weird that I've seen...
It's a perfect way of watching it.
I've seen the beginning
You should get a job at a cinema. I reckon you'd love it.
Yeah, I probably would, dude.
Just sweeping up some popcorn, walking into a cinema, being like, I gotta check the sound and the picture quality, so I gotta stand at the back of the cinema for 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, dude.
5 to 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Where's Jackson? Watching a film.
Oh, dude. This movie's great.
Yeah, dude. There's a cinema near you. Go get a job.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa, that would be a crazy arc for this podcast.
That would be nuts, dude.
Yeah, dude, the podcast got successful enough I could quit my job at the cinema. And then we're like, yeah, it's successful enough that I can finally live my dreams of getting a job at the cinema.
Oh, like you managing it?
No! No, dude. Lowest level job imaginable.
Hey, the pay's not too bad.
Yeah.
Now's a good time to get a job at the cinema because everyone's probably quitting because of a Minecraft movie.
Yeah, that's
chicken
true.
Chicken jockey scene.
Because they're throwing actual chickens in the movies. That's awesome.
Now,
dude.
While we're on this, there's been a lot of people being like, wow, it's actually so fucked up and disrespectful to throw popcorn during the chicken jockey scene of a Minecraft movie. As someone with 16 years of cinema experience under my belt, let me just say that teens going absolutely apeshit in a cinema versus a regular children's screening in school holidays leaves the same amount of mess and cleanup required. Sure, chicken shit, that would be a new one to clean up. But
like a pen of chickens? All right, that's new.
That's getting rid of a chicken?
It's new. But also, at the same time, it's not unusual to be like, oh, sweet, a fucking dirty nappy.
Yeah.
Because people are like, hey, no rules in the cinema. This is like a house that's not mine,
that's
and no one will know
saying.
If I've done it.
What are you... Wait, and when you say dirty nappy, baby
full
nappy
of shit,
or
yeah.
like
no, no,
adult
no.
Man
oh,
okay, nappy?
Okay, okay. No, baby nappy.
Okay.
That's good.
What is going on?
Man nappy, I'd almost understand more.
No.
I'm imagining like you're in a... hear me out!
I'm
imagining you're like an old man with an adult diaper.
Done.
And Alzheimer's, maybe.
Why are you at the cinema? That seems the worst place for you.
I've taken...
That's so confusing.
You've got lost. And you've wandered into the Minecraft movie, shat your pants, and then got rid of your diaper. Okay?
I think that...
That I understand.
I think you can take probably anyone over the age of 70 into a Minecraft movie, and they will shit their pants.
Yes, dude, I think you're right.
So to me, I'm like, okay, you're changing your child's nappy.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, like, is it bundled up and whatever, or is it just like full-on open?
No, it's usually... I reckon I probably only copped one or two open ones.
That's even more baffling. I guess, man, you're doing it, you're whatever, and something's happening, you get distracted.
Yeah.
I think it's more just like, fuck it. Like, because, like, babies have, like, the cinemas have baby change rooms.
Yeah.
They're just like, fuck it, I don't want to miss the movie, I'll just change my baby seat.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's gross and crazy, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, it's... Oh, I can't, you know, like, whatever, the time going to, like, I got to sort this now, or where there's drippage or whatever.
Yeah, right? Sure.
But, like...
You bring a plastic bag or something.
Have a plastic bag.
I mean,
or
even
make
then,
sure
if you find
you...
a plastic bag that's got a dirty nappy in it, you're just like,
or
damn.
Just bin it in the bin.
that's true.
Yeah. Don't leave it on the ground.
So, hey, if that's you're seeing a Minecraft movie, it's fine to throw popcorn.
Yeah.
Punch your friend in the head. Who cares?
I was going to say, isn't it like when like people do, say, the screenings of, say, The Room or Rocky Horror, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, but also...
Where, like, they throw spoons and stuff.
I don't work there anymore, so I can happily reveal where it was. But I used to work for a cinema that was the home of Indian cinema in Australia.
Yeah.
And because the culture of watching movies in India is different, there's a lot of movies. I can't remember which language it is. I think it was Telugu films.
Yeah.
Have like a culture of just like, it's a party.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's like throwing confetti and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's just like, brother, it's fine.
Yeah.
Also, with the Minecraft movie, you're not missing anything. It's not like you're fucking going crazy during 12 Angry Men and can't figure out...
Wait a second. Well, I don't know. Who's he? Wait, has he turned? Has his opinion changed? Quickly,
stop throwing spoons!
Plus, I don't know. And so, on some weird level, I kind of appreciate the amount of engagement... that kids are having with the movie.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's irony poisoned.
It's a kind of fucked up version, but it's getting bums in seats.
It's getting bums out of seats and into the air.
Again, it's like a weird thing where I'm like, well, it's this weird kind of, I guess, like, when you look at cinema going, the cultural shifts of, like, where we were and when we first started and how it's where it's become and how people, like, you know, like, oh, it's, you know, we're watching this and, oh, my God, the train's coming through the whole screen with a scream. Or you get dressed up or it's the one thing that you could only do. And so there's this, like, kind of, like, throughout history how we've treated, like, the cinema experience. And then we're sort of, like, you know, up and down. And it's just like, yeah, I don't know. There's, like, you know, oh, it's a sacred place. You can't talk in the cinema. Or then it's kind of like, but then there's, like, screenings where, talk away, throw a spoon at the cinema. Who gives a shit? And then it's like, I don't know. It just seems
that I remember
I
reading.
I honestly
would take seeing a Minecraft movie and people going absolutely apeshit in that one scene. To seeing any other movie where someone in front of me is either on their phone or just talking to their friend.
Yeah.
That's more distracting.
I agree.
Agreed. And again, it depends on, like, It means it depends on the film, depends on everything. But yeah. I like the culture of, like, you know, fucking around with your friends. I like that. Or it's eating experience.
Little whispers, fine. Regular level conversation. Oh, someone answering their phone. Just wait till you're out of the cinema. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll kill you.
You're answering your phone. Again, get up and go to the
Go out the hall.
But I remember, to me, it's that. Oh, sorry.
No, please.
No, I was just going to say, it's just kind of like, you know, it's. I'm always of the opinion of, like, you know, if you want to watch a film, really watch a film. I mean, now we've got, like, home. Yeah. Like, your TV at home and all that kind of stuff. It's probably better quality and a better experience than, like, the cinema sometimes. But, like, you know, it's that kind of thing.
I like to be dark.
Yeah, me too.
In the dark and loud.
I like going to the movies by myself.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, going to the movies by yourself is awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah. But, again, also...
Maybe I should go now.
I don't know. It's that kind of, like, if you're going with your mates, you want to do something. Again, it's that kind of, like, expectations and...
Yeah.
And it's working. At time of recording... A Minecraft movie has made $552 million worldwide in 2 weeks.
Damn. That's crazy.
Finally, Jack Black can buy that car or whatever.
Yeah, good for him.
Good for him. But yeah, I don't know. To me, it's just kind of like, I don't know, why do we treat cinema so precious of like...
Well, I think it's just...
It's art we're watching.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a weird thing. Like, I remember reading in somebody's biography. I forget who it was. But they were talking about...
Quentin Tarantino, your favorite director.
Yeah, dude.
I thought it might have been.
He loves feet.
And movies.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to cut Salma Hayek. I understand you're going to be in my film. Mm-hmm. And I've written in the script that you put your foot in my mouth.
And then you pour
champagne down your leg into my open mouth with your foot in it. I'm not a foot fetishist. Why do you ask?
I'm just making a movie.
It's art.
Yeah.
I'm also a foot fetishist.
I'm also into feet.
I love feet.
But it might have been Bill Bryson. But anyway, they were saying, like, oh, part of it, because we're talking about their childhood in the 50s, and they're like, oh, you go to the Nickelodeon to see a movie, right? Yeah. And he's like, it's chaos in there. He's like, you go in there, kids are throwing rocks at each other.
Yeah.
There's candy on the ground. The, like, cinema attendants just basically close the door and pray because they know what they like the shit that's going down.
That's great.
In there. And it's like, well, I guess that's... How we use again? Well, it's like that up and down of cinema.
Yeah.
Movies used to be. I mean, they've been priced out of it. But movies were meant to be the everyman experience compared to fucking the theater.
That's true. The theater, you know, throwing popcorn.
Yeah, you no, dress the theater, up, get a tuxedo or whatever.
Theater doesn't impress me. I've said this before.
I know. Yeah, you're not into theater.
Like, I'll go, and I'm like, this is fine.
I think it's very funny that it doesn't impress you.
Like.
Yeah.
It's like being like, why would I read a poem when I can read a book?
No, that's different.
Why would I read a poem when I can get someone to sing to me?
Yeah, why read a poem when I can hear a song?
Yeah.
That's you.
That's, again, that's a bit different. That one is closer. No, theater is just like, oh, okay, you're in front of me.
Yeah.
And that's meant to be impressive. I don't care.
It's a different think that's medium. Why they
it's an
do
entirely
it.
Different medium.
I don't think we.
I don't
we
think
do
the joy of
to be in front of
is that it's a
wow,
physical
you could do
person.
That without reading it off a piece of paper.
it's a different set of skills.
But it's, I mean,
it's a perform whatever. He's made his, you know, I know there's nothing we say that will change his mind.
One thing I think about,
like,
this,
I don't hate theater. It just doesn't impress me.
Yeah, hey, I hear you, brother.
It's not impressive to me.
That's okay.
But also, like, music isn't really that impressive to me either, because anyone can do it. Movies are impressive. Couldn't make a movie.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You say you could put on a play?
I've been in plays.
Yeah, but could you put on a play?
Yeah.
My friends have directed plays.
Yeah, no,
he's not answering
asked.
The question.
He's not, he's, yeah, he's not
like, I mean, like,
Joel Dusha presents Othello.
I probably could...
I challenge.
I mean, like,
I lay down the challenge.
If the bar is
fringe
just
festival,
if the bar...
One man show. What's the most famous, like,
one,
yeah,
man,
one
show?
Man,
that's
show.
Not putting on a play. That's not okay.
Here's the problem, Zamet, is that we're operating under Joel Dush's strict definitions of what is and isn't theater.
That is theater. But putting on a, like,
so
no, wait, shut up. The moment I finish this sentence, you'll understand what I'm saying.
Okay. Bold claim.
When you say you don't believe I can put on a play, and I say I could put on a play, the bar for what a play is like, so, like, if I was directing a play, I would say I'm putting on a play.
Even if you were directing yourself in a one-man show, that would count.
That's I know that's counting, but that's, like, kind of being like, hey, I bet you couldn't. It's like raising, what's a good example here that I mean? Like, if I was like, if you were like, make a song, and I said, yeah, I can make a song, and then you're like, no, but it's going to be a top 10 hit.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
that
it
was
is
never part of my parameter.
Yeah.
I don't think that's Joel Dush's one-man Othello to no audience, and that would count.
Yeah, dude.
In my challenge.
But but in your challenge, it has to be a one-man play.
No, it could be.
Well, then I'll just direct a play, and that I believe I could do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll see it at Fringe.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I can direct a play
to watch Joel.
I could put on
play.
A play, is what I'm saying.
I'm excited.
I don't think I could put on a one man play, but I could put on a play.
I think you could do a one man play.
Well, thanks for believing in me. Yeah.
Joel Dusha's Death of a Salesman. That's what I'd like.
It'll be Joel Dusha presents Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yes. Yeah. I would be very curious to see a theater play directed by Joel Dusha.
Yeah. I think you'd get so angry at you. You get a good performance out of him, but you'd be storming off often. No,
well, yeah,
mucking
be like,
around.
Hey, this doesn't impress me.
Yeah, I don't think you can do
a good
performance.
Any of you?
Yeah. Hey, you it's guys like, should try, you know, acting in movies.
Yeah, they act like.
Why
hey.
Are you acting so big? You like, look ridiculous.
So, I mean, as the actors, like, you know, was that? Was that a good performance?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't.
No, I do know. It was too big. Tone it down.
Yeah, I don't care.
Everybody's watching the play, being like, "What is anyone doing?"
I can't see any of the
expressions or anything. Everyone is very monotone.
You know how it's like you got to act to the back row in theater. It seems like that they're acting to the camera that's not there.
Yeah. Why are they doing that? And you're like, you come out at the end
negative
and you're like,
reviews.
Thanks everybody for coming. Should have been a movie.
Yeah.
Wish it was a movie.
Yeah.
I'm only doing this because of a challenge.
Yeah.
Can't wait for next Fringe.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Again, like, making music doesn't impress me. Making good music impresses me.
Okay.
And yeah, same with a play. Like,
what about
I've
making
seen
a bad movie? Does that impress you?
So, yeah, because a movie, the entry level of making, to get even the most dog shit movie off the ground requires so many skills.
I like this game. Sculpture. Does sculpture impress you? Somebody makes a big sculpture.
Mm. Can we just go back quickly? So does making a good, like a theater play impress you?
Oh, like, I mean, like, I. This is the thing
once
that I've been trying to
you're
say.
Saying, you're saying that the theater
doesn't,
impress
me.
I understand.
But
this
does any theater impress you?
Like, yeah, but is it like, I could still be like, this, that was really good.
Yeah.
But if it's really good,
then you're impressed?
The act of theater doesn't impress me.
So even
what
like,
about the act
I've seen fucking Waiting for Godot
I know of all the plays you've seen,
the three or four ones, you're right.
I think I've seen Death of a Salesman too, actually.
So
I never have. I'd like to.
Yeah, is it like the best performance or like whatever that you're like, like it was good, but it still doesn't impress me.
No, okay,
like,
so
like the best theater performance on par with
honestly,
the worst movie experience.
I
like,
honestly think that theater has like a very interesting thing in my head where if someone, so like the so someone wins a Tony, watch their performance, I'm like, I fucking cannot stand you because they've gone so. I feel like the theater actors, if they're really good, they start getting unbearably smug for me, and I can see it in their performance.
Interesting.
What about, sculpture? Sculpture impress you? I'm going
like
through the
art.
Forms of art.
Yeah.
You like good.
I like art. I get
abstract sculpture. Does that, what impresses you more? Abstract sculpture or like a realistic depiction?
Both are good.
Yeah, okay. What about
painting's good.
Performance theater.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name? You know, she did.
You got to give me more information. Fuck. Is that the one?
I parodied her on Documentary Now.
Is that the one?
She's
where
like a very famous performance.
Are you talking about Maria? One that was like did the locked room thing where she was like, "Hey, for 12 hours, people can come in and interact with me in any way."
Might have been her.
Is that the one where like he has a loaded gun? Maybe.
No, it was a bullet and a gun.
Oh yeah.
And then someone loaded the gun.
You know that does that impress you?
That's fucking brave. And the thing that she tried to point out came true almost immediately.
Yeah.
So yeah, that impresses me a lot. Okay. What's her name, Maria?
What about like I guess modern art.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, when they made a room that made a cloud.
Mm. That's cool. That impresses me.
Did that impress you?
A marina.
She's good at Ambrovs.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, she does impress me. Modern art, it can.
Like, the room that made a cloud, what do we think?
Yeah, that's fine. That's good.
No, because I think, like, him much. What about that, is it that robot that, like, keeps scooping the oil into himself?
Yeah, that's so
they'll eventually
sad.
Die.
Yeah. That's impressive.
What about the guy who did the Tower of Bowls, and then he built it so high that it fell down?
Yeah.
And that was his piece of art.
Yeah. I've seen performance art where a guy smashed 100 hammers.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Yeah, with a hammer.
Yeah. Nice. Fuck yeah.
What about the guy who's like, let's get a bunch of naked people and take a photo?
Who's this?
Yeah, oh, like, I know this guy. Yes, yeah.
How do we feel? Impressive?
Impressed?
Getting a bunch of naked people, again, like, sitting in one thing, make the, everyone gets like a weird pose, yeah. Like take a snap.
And please understand, there's no judgment here. I'm just curious.
I would say, just to like blanket, so yeah. I like art, yeah. Performance art, I find interesting.
Yeah.
There will obviously, like all art forms, there'll be things where I'm like, okay, that didn't do anything for me.
Yeah,
but I think blanket statement, theater's probably at the bottom.
Okay. What about, okay, that's controversial so awesome. Art from, I want to say maybe the 90s, Piss Christ.
How do we fucking feel? Piss Christ is,
Piss Christ. That's like the most Joel Duscher piece of art that exists.
I remember finding out about Piss Christ in primary school and being like, holy shit.
Good shit.
I think that Piss Christ might have changed my life.
Yes, okay, dude.
Right, also, there's a great band called Piss Christ.
Oh, it's a great name.
It's a good name. Okay, yeah. I'm trying to think back to my art school.
Yeah.
So how's this for
that
an art
comic
piece?
We found in your parents' attic that was you had drawn out a comic where all the dialogue was lyrics from The Scientist by Coldplay. That impressed me. Nice. That was good art.
Yeah, that was good. Beautiful. That's good.
What about, so in art school, going to like art camp, and then one guy, he had done a lot of mushrooms.
Okay, yep. Nice.
And his art piece was that he got like, I think it was a can of beans that one of us had eaten, and then he shat in that can of beans and put the lid down, and that was art.
Did he call it shit beans?
He didn't call it anything. He was too fucked up on mushrooms.
Okay, I think that frightens me, but that's a good... Like having a frightened response to art.
Oh, that's art just needs to induce some kind of emotional reaction.
Theater and then music is probably the bottom two for me.
What about the famous piece?
But I like music, but there's a lot of it I just don't respect.
What about famous piece of art? Fuck, I wish I could remember its name, but somebody basically got a huge grant to make a piece of art and then they made nothing. And that was their art piece.
That's awesome. Yeah. I also like when the KLF burnt £1 million.
Yeah. Mm. Banksy. He don't impress me much.
Yeah.
But I do love the booning. No, actually, none of Banksy impresses me.
Banksy?
It's on the nose.
Yeah, Banksy's pushing it for me.
Yeah, it's on the nose. Mm-hmm. He's on the nose. Mm. What about that famous, it's just like a urinal? Or maybe just a toilet?
Can I get that word one more time?
Urinal?
Oh, I like how you're saying that.
It's not how I normally say it, but I'm trying it out.
Urinal?
I might become a urinal guy.
Oh, fuck. What is...
You know the one where it's literally just a toilet.
Uh-huh. It's a urinal, but it's in... No, there is something... There's something about it. Oh, fuck. What is it? Because
I thought there was... Maybe there's two. Because I thought there's one. It's not even actually a urinal, sorry.
That's good. Yeah. What's okay? Yeah.
It's literally just the toilet bowl.
Okay. I want
with
to
maybe
this.
Not even the lid
so
on it.
It's not the urinal.
It's not the urinal. It's good. Feels good. Try it.
Yeah. Try it out.
No.
Crazy.
Coward.
I'm thinking of fountain.
Oh. Which is not a urinal at all?
Yes, it is. It's a sculpture.
A fountain's a urinal.
No, it's cold fountain.
It's cold fountain.
It's cold fountain.
It's got all modern
shows.
Yeah.
Because I'll find the one that I'm thinking of.
It is fun to say.
Urinal, dude. Yeah. It's great. It's how you might say, like, if you're a fancy British person and you were directing someone, like, if you have a penis, you must piss at the urinal.
Yeah. It's kind of like when, it's like, yes. I don't think I've ever seen that urinal before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks nice.
It's funny for me to try and find the one I'm thinking of. Art that's just a toilet. Maybe I did mean this. I thought it was, I thought it was, like, not a urinal. I thought it was, like, a more traditional toilet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Trying to think of other, like,
other forms of art. Yeah.
Like, dance?
I think
dance. Great question.
Yeah.
It doesn't impress him much.
Yeah.
Like, it's dance is hard, way, way harder to do than theater.
Mm, that's crazy. It's a crazy statement.
But I guess musicals involve both.
It's just an insane, wonderful. Insane statement. Love it.
Anyone listening or watching, if you're a theater performer in any way, shape, or form, like either like through amateur to even like professional,
especially
whatever
amateur.
It is, right?
Yeah.
I am curious, like especially from like directing, or like set design, anything like that. I'm just like, please, email us in. I want you to like
win me over.
Yeah, not even just that. Just I want to like the skills involved, like how hard it might be. Some of the things that actually like you might think it's easy, but it's actually not because there's so much that goes involved in it that
I
you just don't think about.
Sound of music. Who gives a shit?
I'm so what? Yeah, how old are you? Anyway,
18.
Yeah. Okay. What?
Nice.
Okay. Nice. What? Yeah. I want you to like. Yeah.
Von Schreiber, I think the character's name was.
I'm so
Von
curious.
Von Schreiber.
I'm so curious.
Is he one of the Nazis?
Yeah.
Nice.
They didn't make us wear the armbands, though. Thank fuck.
That's so funny.
That's why.
You're a Nazi.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm very glad currently that there's no photos of me.
Bad photo to have around, I guess. That's true.
I guess, but if it's in a play.
You're in a play. Whatever.
I mean, yeah, but I would have to spend my entire life now being like, hey, this was a performance of sound and music, if they took a photo of you on stage.
Yeah, but stage.
Here's where it gets dicey. Yeah. Backstage photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, once again.
I don't think I would look at that and be like, when he was 18, he was a Nazi.
No, but it would look very Prince Harry-esque.
Not really.
I think
Prince Harry was just like, yeah, he was at
a dress-up party.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He made the choice.
No,
yeah.
I know. I wouldn't have made the choice, but if you're looking at the photo.
Yeah. You'd have to explain it, maybe.
Yeah,
I was in a play. Like, hey, you'd be surrounded by other... Maybe it wouldn't help. Yeah. But you'd be surrounded by other people.
Yeah, he was a Nazi as a teenager.
But also, you'd be surrounded by other people, like, you know, in a different costume. Yeah.
Look, that's Maria!
Sound of Music, bitch!
Anyway.
Yeah, that's awesome. Dance.
Okay. Architect.
Buildings.
Yeah, actually, buildings go fucking hard.
Yeah. Okay. I saw a funny clip the other day where somebody was like, you know... Death of the author, or whatever, somebody, J.K. Rowling, say, like, don't read Harry Potter. They're like, I've been on some construction sites with some pretty crook guys building buildings, and they never say, don't go in that building. We should demolish the building. That's funny.
Well, some buildings, maybe.
Yeah, some buildings.
There's some real evil ones out there. Although maybe they go full circle, they're so evil, we should keep them, be like, don't do that again.
Yeah, exactly. A testament to how bad things can get.
Anyway,
something I think is kind of not maybe disappointing. Back to Predator.
Yeah, I was going to be Prey. Okay, now back to Predator.
I don't know if this is disappointing.
Or for the first time, we're talking about Predator. Go on.
So when Prey came out, something everybody was very excited about is they were like, where's it going to go next? And we really liked this idea of like taking a historical time period, bunging in a Predator. Now, have they kind of caused this as three, I think, time periods?
It's almost like it's an anthology.
Yeah.
So, because it is a movie, right? Like it's an animated film. Yeah. Like it's not like a series.
Is
it
like an episodic thing? I think it's a movie.
It's World War One. It's samurai and
it is an anthology film and it is a film.
Yeah.
So what's the three? It's World War One, Vikings, and samurais or ninjas or something.
Yeah, feudal Japan, Viking, World War Two.
World War Two. Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I thought I had World War One vibes. Interesting. But yes. So I wonder if, in a way, this is like. Like it's doing the historical time period thing, so we're probably not going to get it again because you do enter this kind of weird situation where you're like, the more historical time periods you put a Predator in, the more it's like there were just have been Predators on Earth,
like
forever.
It is this weird thing because you're right, because again the Prey ends like the over the credit kind of stuff. It's like you know, it heavily implied that, like, yeah, sure, they're coming back.
Yeah,
you know,
you
sure, you maybe got rid of this one, but oh no, there's more coming. And yeah, it was just this kind of cool idea to be like, oh, sweet, let's get some more Predator films in, like, you know, history.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh, cool. Well, now we're doing an anthology where it's like three in one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, but wouldn't it have been nice to see like the one war film with a Predator?
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't it have been nice to see like, Vikings versus Predator, one film?
Mm.
But then are you kind of rehashing the exact same thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Prey, and are you rehashing like, and so like, you know, matching
this three might have been
in
like
one,
a happy
maybe this
medium
is kind of good. It's interesting that they're going animated versus an actual like, you know, film.
I reckon that here's what I think's happened. They've been like, let's do a historical movie. And then they've realized that there's pretty much no way to do a full historical Predator film without it kind of being a rehash of Prey or just the first Predator. And I know, obviously, who cares?
Yeah.
But they've been like, well, there's three interesting time periods. We'll just do them in an anthology. If we're doing an anthology, it's way easier to do it animated.
Yeah.
People are going to go see it if it's like, you know, if it's World War II and Predator. Like, you know, what's the market for it? Are people excited for it?
Well, the good news is it's going straight to Hulu, so you don't even need to leave your house.
Yeah.
Jackson, you could not watch it on a streaming service.
That's awesome.
It's on Disney Plus, right next to Shang-Chi.
Yeah. Great movie.
The same place The Prey was released.
Yeah, dude.
Great movie.
Also great. Yeah.
What was the last movie you watched?
Did Prey do well?
What do you. It was released on Disney Plus.
Yeah, but how many minutes did people...
Dude, they can say whatever they want.
I
don't know.
I guess for the Boffins in charge, did they consider it a success?
Critically,
or was it just...
it did pretty well. Like, everybody was
I think it was considered a huge success.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Because, again,
reception.
I had a good time with it.
Yeah. Again, critically, people were like, damn. Refreshing is what I kind of feel like I heard.
Because I'm wondering if it's like, yeah, like in times gone by, would it be like, yeah, cool, if we did like a historical, like a World War II Predator thing, like, sure. It's going to cost a bunch.
Yeah, but
like,
we'll make it back.
We'll make it back because people are going to be excited to see it, maybe. And then, like, in home video, et cetera, et cetera. Now you're like, yeah, but all of the billions of minutes watched.
Yeah, yeah. I think, in a way, like, as much as I was like, oh, you know, it means we're probably not going to get another historical. Like, this is probably the best way. Because, say they release a World War II one, and it does okay, then you're less likely to get the Viking one, and if that, you know what I mean? So I guess if they're like, we want to do it, we want to do those historical periods.
Well, here's what 20th Century Studios had to say about it, and I believe them.
Okay.
Prey was the most watched premiere across all films and television series on Hulu in the United States, as well as the most watched film premiere on Star in international markets and on Star Plus in Latin America.
So many like little qualifiers there.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. According to streaming aggregator Real Good,
Okay.
Prey was the most watched program across all platforms during the week of August 12, 2022. According to Whip Media, Prey was the most watched movie in the United States from August 5 to August 7, 2022.
Cool.
So is that
Is
that good?
Just fucking put the movie in the cinema, then you can tell.
Then you can get a better fucking.
I mean, they can tell anyway. Yeah. They just don't want to tell us.
Yeah,
they should. Here's the thing. Be brave, streaming services. Put a number underneath it.
Do like they do on Spotify, where it's got how many people watch, how many plays.
Or do like, YouTube. Like and dislike.
Yeah. Well, they've hidden that, remember.
Get the dislike button back.
Yeah, bring it back.
Only for Netflix and streaming services.
They have like and dislike on Netflix. It's just it's hidden, remember?
Yeah, can you see it, though?
No.
And who's liking and disliking a movie?
Yeah. Who watches
there,
a movie and goes, I need
and
to
when
let everyone
it comes
else
like, did you like it? I'm like, continue.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Did I like it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah. It's a secret.
That's not your business,
dude. Yeah, it's a secret. Because then you're just going to make sure that I'm like, you know, here's maybe this slop you'll like. And I'm like,
no.
Let me be in charge of the slop.
Algorithm has no idea what I want. I'm not letting it make those decisions.
You don't even know what you want.
Exactly, brother.
Dude, you're like, man, can't wait to watch a Predator film. Haven't seen any of them.
I saw the one.
And like, would the algorithm understand this?
No.
No, dude.
Jackson's
would not give me any Predator content.
No.
And I'll be like, what the fuck? I love Predator.
Where's the Predator content? I just want to only watch
I saw
Predator
this
content.
Shane Black one with the Super Predator.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
I've heard, which is disappointing because I've heard it's really bad. Yeah. And before like that came out, I was like, you know, I really like Shane Black as a director. I love Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, one of my favorite films.
Movie.
And then you're like, oh, let's look at the some of the problems of wait maybe on that set. And like, what did you do, Shane Black? Oh, why are you friends with this man, Shane Black?
Yeah, you got a pedophile on set, Shane Black.
Shane Black, don't put a pedophile in your movie challenge.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Ew, brother.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, why'd you do that, Shane Black? Mm. And then you doubled down at Shane Black.
Yeah, Shane, please.
Well, Alex Jones is in a lot of the early Richard Linklater films because they were college buddies. That's funny.
Yeah.
But then not, I mean, in the last 10 years, I don't think he's been in any of them.
I think
20 years, maybe.
I think
Do
you reckon these are the best time periods for this movie? Would you have picked anything different?
I think that they're probably the most requested.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, it's
World War II is interesting because it's like, what the fuck would a Predator do in the worst war?
Yeah, exactly.
And then people were talking heaps about feudal Japan after Prey.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vikings just seems like people like Vikings.
Yeah,
like
Vikings. You get cool weapons in each to see.
Big axe.
Big axe. Sword gun.
Nuclear bomb. Whoa.
Do you reckon they'll nuke the Predator? Do you reckon they'll be like, that's... No,
they couldn't do that.
They couldn't tie it in, could they?
That would be insane.
They couldn't be like, this is just like where in feudal Japan, where the Predator was, and maybe that's where the Predator got... No.
Well... Something, so in the...
No.
I mean, the other very bad decision they could make is that somehow they didn't want to bomb Japan, but the Predator, like, he's the one who dropped the nuke.
that would be
that
crazy.
That would be pretty bad, too.
Something I keep thinking, so there was a shot in the trailer, unless I missaw, where either the Viking character or the feudal Japan character lands in the water, and then there's like a transition to the World War II character in the water. Do you think they'll do like a reincarnation thing? Because it's
Cloud Atlas style.
Yeah, exactly.
Which style, sorry?
Cloud Atlas style.
Cloud Atlas style.
I was thinking more Fountain style.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. With Hugh
water
Jackman.
Makes you think.
It really does, man.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Do you reckon one of them's going to become a tree?
Yes.
Yeah, dude. One's going to become a tree big
Damn,
time.
Damn, they all sort of became a bit of a tree.
I've never seen The Fountain. That movie intimidates me.
It's 90 minutes.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
how surprising is that to hear that The Fountain is a short insane. Film?
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. What the fuck they do in that film? But yeah, 90 minutes.
That's
what a film.
Nuts.
He's in a spaceship into is it the dog star he's going to? Cerebrus?
You don't need to watch it anymore.
Anyway. Is it a sci-fi?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
What do you think it was?
Hugh Jackman is like...
Are you thinking of Tree of Life?
Yeah, dude.
What's the movie? Oh, no.
What movie?
What's the movie where Robin Williams has to go to heaven?
Okay.
What Dreams May Come or something like that?
The Fountain, not Tree of Life.
The one with Cuba Gooding Jr. It's like, who maybe plays his kid.
It's like Robin Williams has to go to heaven to get his wife. And heaven's crazy.
What?
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
No, Robin Williams dies and he go to heaven. But then his wife not there, so then he go to hell.
Could be. I've not seen this movie.
It's a really good interpretation of like heaven.
Okay. Yeah. It must be What Dreams May Come.
Yeah.
Surely. Okay.
That stars Robin Williams, Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
Max von Sydow.
Somehow I was confusing this with The Fountain.
Wow. So The Fountain is,
you think of Vanilla Sky as well? God, Vanilla Sky is good.
Such a good
film.
Yeah.
Great.
Have you seen Vanilla Sky?
Yeah. I'll start talking about Vanilla Sky. You don't want me to.
I want to talk about Vanilla Sky.
I don't.
Well, what else are we going to say about Predator? Yeah, it's 3 timelines. It looked pretty good. The animation style, the start of the trailer, I was like, oh. But then about like 30 seconds in, I was like, no, I've settled into this.
Yeah,
it's
good. Came around. Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, again, looks good. I think I would, again, where else would you want to set like a Predator? I was thinking like, you know, Cowboy Times.
The Titanic. I think I've said that before.
Yeah.
You could also do more modern stuff, like, you know,
9/11.
Okay.
Sure, it's going to be like, you know, any sort of like, yeah, like war in Iraq or like the Vietnam War, anything like that.
It feels weird to put, I don't know that I just made a joke about the Titanic and 9/11. Two things people love when we joke about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It feels weird to put the Predator in a place that is already like a big conflict.
Yeah.
I don't know why. For me, that isn't as interesting.
Yeah, like, so is the World War II one not as interesting for you? Or is that like kind of historical enough that it doesn't feel
I don't know. Oh, Vietnam.
Interesting. Because I'm like, Vietnam, like, you know.
Well, I mean, the Predator is in
Nam? Wait, is that where it's set?
Yeah. Yes. Is the first Predator set in Vietnam?
The first Predator set in a fictional South American country.
Okay.
I think. Because there's a fictional, I remember reading an article about this years ago. There's a fictional South American country that a bunch of 80s movies reference and are set in, even though they're not connected. It just was like the go-to... We need to set something in South America.
It's central. Yeah, it's just Central American jungle, but they are Vietnam vets.
Yeah, okay. So the first one does have overtones of Vietnam.
Yeah. You could do like, something in set in Vietnam. I could do something in like any sort of like, any kind of skirmish. Like historical skirmish, as it were.
I would love to see Napoleon versus...
Like do like any of the... Napoleonic
Wars? Yeah.
I think that... and this is like kind of boring because we've already had two movies like this, but I kind of like the Predator in like the 80s and 90s.
Though. Yeah. Because
I think that like technology, if you go too far into the future, you're just like, well, yeah, we'll probably have fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have a satellite that can pinpoint a... Like a drone strike that will just obliterate a Predator. If you go too far back, it's like... I've seen the other Predator movies, and I know suspension of disbelief, and that you shouldn't be thinking about what kills the Predator and Predator, and then you're watching it get killed by like a bow and arrow or something. That shouldn't make a difference. But to me, I can't.
You can't separate the That's fair.
It gets dicey. Put the Predator in Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
Into the VR realm.
Yeah. Whoa, Lawnmower Man meets Predator.
Whoa, far future Predator.
Yeah, Tron Predator.
Tron Predator. Oh, yeah.
I think you could do, like, either modern day kind of, like, battle. I mean, it's sort of, like, you kind of want to wait a bit.
Yeah.
You want to wait a little bit. You could do shit, like if you're going to do kind of like more sci-fi stuff, it's kind of like, oh yeah,
do you know
like
what,
the first kind of like a colonization of Mars.
Stuff like that.
I think that's the thing. It needs to be isolated for me, and I feel like that a lot of conflicts aren't isolated now. Like as in, well, they are, like it's not like no man's land kind of vibes anymore. It's
more
I kind of like,
think World War One would be almost a little more interesting to me than World War Two in a weird way.
Seems kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think it's, I like World War Two as a setting, but I think World War One has this kind of like weird, like you get the trenches, you got it's more claustrophobic, and
I know that this is just the thing, but it'd be cool to set it on like an Arctic base.
True. I was submarine thinking...
whoa,
tight.
I know I already said the Titanic, but on a boat is pretty crazy. Even if it's just like an army aircraft carrier, some reason
the Predator is scared of water or whatever.
When we did this episode, like within where would you kind of set something, I was really pushing a cruise ship. And I was making more of a comedy. But you could make it definitely scary.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Well, maybe I think instead of a Predator on a cruise ship, alien on a cruise ship is good.
Yeah, because it's funny, there is a very big difference.
Because one, you want, well, the Predator is
because Predator would
fighting.
Just fucking drop a bomb and
well, no,
blow
the
up
Predator
the whole
ship. Wouldn't do shit because it's like, well, they had civilians.
Yes, oh,
that's
true.
The Predator needs to
be, well, yeah, that's why it would have to be an aircraft carrier. Yeah, Alien would fucking love a cruise ship.
Love a cruise ship. Oh my God.
Alien on a submarine? Take a lot, kind of weird set of circumstances to get him there, but once he was there,
having
fucking
the time
awesome.
Of his life.
Alien on a train?
And the train can't stop.
Alien slash speed.
Like, unstoppable.
Yeah, it's unstoppable, but there's an alien on the train.
Hell unstoppable Speed 3. Aliens on a train to Busan. I accidentally just made one of those, like, terrible, scary movie parodies. Like,
the 40-year-old virgin who got knocked up in the fucking Pineapple Express.
Now he's on a train.
Yeah, 17 again.
Again, when it comes to like, if you're gonna do like these three, I reckon then maybe not reincarnation, but there'll be like, you know, the shades of like it's all happening again.
I think reincarnation would be cool, honestly. Yeah. I kind of like that vibe. I've always liked that as a vibe.
Yeah, you do like that as a kind of.
So I think there's something cool about it. It's like, oh, he's kind of eternally in this battle with the Predator. Although, having said that, the Predator is very clearly a different Predator each time.
Yeah.
So like the Viking ones. Which I kind of like, obviously they're not like, it's a Viking Predator, but the Viking
they're kind of matching the vibe. Yeah, but that also isn't Predator lore.
Yeah. So the Predator will be like, what am I fighting? All right, let's gear up.
Time to get bulky or whatever.
Well, the Predator sort of matches whatever the fuck's going on. Because it's like, the Predator in theory wants it to be a fair fight.
Yeah.
Sort of.
What about like, again, because we know, well, in Predator there's an alien, and we know that there are aliens in that realm as well.
Yeah.
Like a Predator fighting non-humans.
Oh, yeah. Like, go full, like, Star Wars style sci-fi.
Yeah. A lot of bullshit to swallow, I guess, in a single movie.
I think I prefer Predator as, like, a horror thing rather than, like, a full-on action. Sci-fi. Like, as in, like, sorry, I prefer, like, horror sci-fi rather than full-on action sci-fi.
Although
I do like Predator 2, which...
is full-action sci-fi.
It's just bananas. Yeah. It's very violent.
Like, what about in a similar, like, a Matthew Riley book called Contest?
Okay.
Where it's a very, like, I'm guessing he was like, he saw Predator once and was like, I got an idea.
Yeah.
They get, it's a contest that happens where they get, like, all different, like, you know, the top, soldiers or, like, people who are very good warriors, as it were.
Yeah.
All different races.
Oh.
And they'll put them in, like, I think in contest, it's like a library. They can't get out and they've got to fight their way through it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And so, like, what about something like that where we introduce maybe some other aliens as well. And not like alien aliens, yeah, but yeah. Actual, like, other race aliens.
Like a Hunger Games, but Predator?
Kind of like if Predator, if the one where they went to the Predator planet.
Yeah, but Predator it wasn't 3, just, yeah, whatever that was called.
It wasn't just Predators.
Yeah, yeah, Predators.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. I think I'd be into that.
A couple of guys, you got, you know, some, like, you know, weird looking alien thing.
I think I think it's tricky. I think it's very tricky not to make it
goofy.
Yeah, I think it needs to be still scary. Because I think, I mean, obviously you have the human being as your, like, point of view character.
Mm.
I don't want it to be, like, human being and purple girl.
Yeah.
And she's like...
So I was thinking, like, it'd be hard to do... Because, again, like, if you think about, say, John Carter from Mars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you got, like, you know, okay, yeah, you know, Taylor Kitsch is there with this CGI gross-looking, like, Willem Dafoe.
Yes,
and
yeah.
I wish you wouldn't have made it, you know, like, so CGI. Can we make it...
Yeah, absolutely. A little
look
more,
good?
Less
somehow.
Kind of gross, yeah. What about, like, if they did a movie where they were like, it's like, so you know the predators capture aliens to hunt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like some kind of movie where the humans have captured a predator.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, I'm imagining, I don't know what movie this is, but, like, somebody gets kidnapped by a secret society and is put into, like, a... Like almost like the most dangerous game, but like a bunch of billionaires are putting you in a maze to be hunted by the predator or something. You could even make that historical. Mm. You could do a fucking what's that fucking thing they got the Minotaur in?
The labyrinth.
The labyrinth. You could do like a like imagine this ancient Greece. You got your guy going into the labyrinth, and he thinks it's going to be the Minotaur of myth. Mm-hmm. And they've captured a predator and put him in the labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a bunch of ancient Greek guys fleeing through a labyrinth from a kind of deranged predator that's been kidnapped as well.
That's kind of cool.
That'd be a cool movie.
Like, kind of its salt, but, like, you know, it's an ancient Greek
kind of like that, like, terrible comic that I read once, which was, like, kind of the same thing. It was, like, an alien crash-landed and then made his, like, spaceship turn into the labyrinth. But that, dude, that comic sucks.
It's cool to be like, this is what the Predator should be. It should be based on this comic.
No,
I fucking
cannot
stand.
But the comic was bad. It was like sexualized in a really weird way.
So like
I had no time for it.
Like, dude, the premise there of the alien making the labyrinth
doesn't
seem
good.
Yeah,
and the alien was like, it was like the thing alien.
Yeah.
But also,
you kind of want that to be like, they've somehow, they've captured a Predator, something's happened, whatever. They've built like a labyrinth around it, whatever that is. And then like the myth of the Minotaur stemmed from that. And so like, you're watching this kind of like, you know, Prey, where it's called like, you know, something, not Labyrinth, but called something
Jim
else.
Jim Henson. We get Jim Henson in to do the puppetry again.
Dig him up.
He'll be bad at it now, I think.
I think you're right.
Like, call it, like, I don't know, Maze Runner. No.
So you like the idea of being in a maze or a labyrinth where you're being chased by the predator.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking more of like, you know, as in like how Prey, you're like, okay, if you didn't think about it too hard, you didn't realize it was a predator film.
Yeah.
Like, I remember me not thinking about it too hard and finding out. I'm like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So in a similar vibe, like, you know, oh, what's this? And then like, you know, halfway through the big reveal,
oh my God,
it is a predator, because you kind of want that. Which I think would be very cool to see. Yeah. Kind of like ancient Greece, I think, would be a pretty cool setting
for first Olympics.
The first Olympics. Gonna get naked and wrestle the Predator.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, another cool place to set Predator, because there's a lot of movies I like that do this, or even just movies I can think of that I don't really love, but like, like, if you set the Predator, like, chasing, say, like, fucking... Mix like Natural Born Killers or like Wild at Heart or something like that with Predator, and have like a murderous couple.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, like Bonnie and Clyde being chased through the desert, and they're like having to meet a colorful cast of characters whilst being hunted by the Predator.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
That's all right. Yeah,
come on, Wild at Heart. Have you seen Wild at Heart?
I've seen Natural Born Killers though. Oh wait, maybe I've seen Wild at Heart.
It's Nick Cage, David Lynch film.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's good. Really, you'd like it.
I'm
you
sure
like
I
it
would.
A lot.
Yeah.
But you don't watch movies anymore. So.
No.
But you like being excited by the concept of watching a movie.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
Well, I hope that these movies, because there's also this funny thing where it's like the historical setting is really cool for a Predator movie, but also I hope the movie is still good. You know what I mean? Like that's my buy-in.
Yeah.
I've bought in. I want
like
to see it.
Because I'm thinking like any sort of like war where there's also going down like the snow ice kind of route. But like anything set with like, you know, I was thinking like any sort of war with Russia, how it's kind of like on the front lines there. Like
a bunch of guys both, escaping like, a gulag or something, like, got to deal with, contend with a predator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like fucking like really like rural Russia where it's just a fucking
Siberia, basically.
Land.
Yeah,
like that'd be kind of cool. Like really, like there's so many like, you know, historical wars you can kind of pick from. And you could go like really far back or you could go really...
Well, just remote settings recently. As well. What about modern day outback?
I was trying to think like
Wolf
Australia.
Creek Predator.
Wolf Creek. Or you could go maybe just to make it a little more like kind of grimy, like go back to the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Outback Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basic.
Fucking go to the 80s, King's Cross, Sydney.
Yes. Dude.
The world's most dangerous place.
He's going to get glassed. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. Kid hit.
And stabbed with a dirty needle.
Yeah. I said it. Yeah. Setting up, chucking in a predator in like, yeah.
Have
like
Ben Mendelsohn be the guy.
Oh, yeah. But like, yeah, chucking a predator in like Australia in the 80s where it's just like grimy, gross, all like the police
heroin's
corruption.
Big.
Oh, God,
Australia loved heroin in the 80s.
Yeah, dude.
And yeah, like having the, what was the series where it was just like the, I think it was like, you know, here's the police corruption and it was set in like, the 80s or something like that.
Before
Underbelly.
I don't know.
I forget what it was called.
Yeah.
But yeah, like sitting around like,
being
like, what's a predator going to do there?
Watching a predator go into a nightclub and just be demolished.
Well,
is
that's
so funny.
Sort of like what, I mean, Predator 2 is sort of that. Because that's 1997 New York.
Yeah. Okay. Point, yeah. Point, it's kind point. Of a similar level of grime. Yeah. A lot of cool places you could put the Predator.
Like, yeah.
Where's actually, let me double check where Predator 2 is set.
Isn't it LA?
Oh, actually, it's LA.
Yeah.
Thinking like in the first Transformer film, Josh Duhamel's character who's set in the desert.
Oh yeah,
and they're fighting like in like it's Scorpodok just like comes out of the desert, and you're like but like that with a predator, scary.
Yeah. I really liked it. I think the Outback's such a fun. I want to see someone hit a predator with their ute. That's
You do it like kind of Wolf Creek meets Predator.
Yeah,
and so I guess you sort of like. The character you're following, why is he being hunted? And then it's revealed like,
he's
a serial killer.
Yeah.
But you got to have some other, like, you know, colorful characters around. You want to root for. Because you don't really want to
root for. You don't
want to
root for Wolf, Johnny Wolf Creek.
Yeah, serial killer, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'd have, like, something like that would be kind of cool.
Getting him caught in razor wire and pig traps and shit.
Oh, yeah. Hitting him with a semi.
Yeah, dude.
Well, alternatively, have it the other way around, where Predator is using that on people. Like, as in, like, he's adapted to the Australian.
Australian.
But again, it's like, I don't know, because like Predator wants to hunt.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because he can't just be doing civilians.
Yeah.
So again, it's like, how
do you make
a,
him a fucked up Predator? Have a good Predator coming in and being like, brother,
hey,
not ethical.
We don't do that.
Ethical hunting, dude.
Well, I mean, again, Predator 2, so the setting for Predator 2 is 1997 LA during a heat wave. And there's also, it's set amongst a turf war between heavily armed Colombian and Jamaica drug cartels.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's...
Yeah.
Predator 2 rocks.
Yeah.
God, it's so...
Like, sick. You could set that with, again, also, like, any sort of serial killer.
Yeah.
Like, because you make a heat wave, and I'm like, I'm thinking of, like, Son of Sam. Where that was also in, like...
Predator versus Zodiac killer,
Whoa!
Could make a dad movie.
Yeah. You could... You can do anything as long as it's not a stage performance.
Got any swings for the fences for Predator Killer of Killers?
I think it will be like the swing for the fence would be that it's a reincarnation and it kind of ties together Prey and all the other.
Oh, Prey too. Interesting.
It'd be crazy if it's reincarnation kind of and it ends with Arnie.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That would be.
But I mean, like, if you're saying that every single person fights the Predator, that doesn't work.
Oh yeah.
Because Arnie doesn't die.
Yeah.
And like 7 years later, the Predator's back.
Are you sure?
Because Predator, like everything that gets popular, has a very detailed canon.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like that as an idea, but I guess, you're right. There is this sort of like, it doesn't kind of match.
Well, I think it would just be this, just this movie, this person has reincarnated again.
Unless they're killed twice by the Predator and then they kill the Predator and that's where they're.
That's kind of what I'm imagining.
Maybe there's like a direct tie into Predator Badlands.
Oh, yeah.
I think they've said it.
It will?
Oh, no. Predator Badlands is set in the far future. This is like a fill-in. Yeah, because I was like, the way they talk about it is like, oh, it fills the gap, but it's not actually...
It doesn't fill the gap lore-wise.
It fills the gap time-wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As in your meat
your
space
gap.
Time.
Yeah. Our time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still
do we think it's going to go three separate stories? Like, as in, I know your Swing for the Fences is it's a reincarnation.
Yeah, well,
as in, like,
Swing all tied together.
Yeah, you think it's just the movie isn't going to be like chronological or be like this is feudal Japan, this is Vikings, this is World War II. Mm. It's going to like jump between all of them.
Oh, it'll jump. It'll just
interesting.
I guess we did see a cut where that happened in the.
I think it's going to it's going to jump, and we're going to like. Those moments where it's like, for example, it's kind of like, you know, say the feudal Japan. It's like, all right, the predator, like he's like, gets out his, you know, spear or whatever. Mm. And then in like, you know, it sizes up. Then it kind of like flashes to like the Viking sizing up with that their predator. Mm. Which is, as he's charging, it cuts to like, say, it's a pilot, isn't it? Like the pilot, like with, you know, his plane fighting. Mm. I think we're going to get a lot of those kind of sequences.
I hope it doesn't jump around too much. In fact, the way you've pitched that makes me not,
excited for it?
Yeah, it sucked some enthusiasm out of it. Yeah, so I hope don't jump around that much.
Yeah. I
think it fucks with the tension.
Yeah, I think it would make it kind of... Depends how they do it, I think.
Yeah.
Once again, this is me.
I respect movies. I trust them.
Yeah. And again, I kind of, again, like the director, really like Prey. So I think it'll be good. It'll be better than what I just said.
Oh, no.
What's wrong, dude?
I forgot that Dan Trachtenberg, he's not just a filmmaker. He's also a podcast host. I can't trust him with anything anymore.
Oh, dude. Gross.
Fuck.
How do you think they'll, like, will there be a through line? Or will it be like, these are just all taking, you know what I mean? Like, are the predators here for something specific? Is there a story that carries on from Viking times?
Like, I think there is like a story of like, you know, once we see the wider picture, it'll be this like, oh, that's why sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because like you kind of want there to be something that's holding these together or tying these together, be like, say, an artifact, a MacGuffin, whatever it is.
I know, is it like the MacGuffin, it's like... It in the beginning, in the Viking time, because I'm assuming that's chronologically first, because it would be historically. It's like, oh, the predator ship crashes.
Yeah.
The predator core gem that gets taken by the Vikings, and it becomes a sacred artifact for them. And then at the end of the predator Viking times, it's like on a ship to Japan.
They fucking tesseract it.
Yeah, like, and then it's like, oh, well, and the predators have come back to get their orb.
I don't know. Yeah. It's that weird thing because you don't want it just to be like, oh, like, you know, these times of conflict, these great warriors arise, therefore we're going to fight them. Because that could just be it.
Yeah.
But then also, you don't want to kind of like, you know, tesseract, you know, the sort of like the Marvelization to be like, oh, everything needs to be connected. Yeah. And the Falcon's there fighting an Ant-Man. Ooh.
Whoa. Ant-Man cameo.
So, you kind of want that to kind of really toe that line to be interesting, but not egregious.
Not like, yes, yeah.
So, yeah, 100%. I don't know. It's a tough one.
It's tricky. Nevertheless, I'm excited for it.
Me too.
Will I watch it?
I will.
Yeah, I probably will too. I haven't seen Prey, but I have seen Predator movies.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to happen for me.
Okay.
I'm going to watch Predators.
Yeah.
The third Predator movie. And if that excites me, then I'll watch this. Okay. But if I'm like, oh, damn, that was disappointing, then it's in trouble.
Was Predators well received? I don't think it was, but maybe I'm wrong.
Some people really liked it. Some people were like, I think people found it very interesting.
Okay.
Like fans found it interesting. I think lore-wise, it's good.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Tight.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now let's open up the BS Boys email.
Yeah.
BSBoysPod@gmail.com.
Anyway.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know. He's staring at me suspiciously. So I'm staring.
Oh no! I was pretty much just trying to figure out if we were doing this part or not, or if I was going to wrap
like,
up the show.
What's going on here? What are we? What are we looking
just
at?
I don't know. I'm sus.
And also, I think I was also a little worried because I was like, because I have a laptop in front of me, but I don't have access to emails.
So
I was
like you
do. Do I don't know.
I've given the it's in the Slack, it's all there. Anyway,
I got the old email address.
Anyway,
I can see people that aren't listening properly, see what they have to say.
That'd be very funny. Wonder if anyone's emailed in. Anyway, first email is from Corey, James Cameron's 92 Avengers.
Okay.
My dear sweet BS boys, I submit to you my 1992 cast for the Avengers.
Interesting.
James Cameron should have directed this one. So, Captain America, Kurt Russell.
Good choice.
Iron Man, Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, classic.
Thor, Arnie.
Okay.
Hulk, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson's the Hulk.
Black Widow, Sharon Stone.
Okay, nice.
Hawkeye, Michael Biehn. Nick Fury's Ed Harris. And Loki as Michael Keaton.
Well, Ed Harris around. Would make a good Nick Fury.
By setting it in 1992, my brain cannot separate that from what was going on there. You've ruined so many massive moments in Hollywood. Yeah, also, would true. Michael Keaton play fucking... was it Nick Fury? No, that was Ed Harris. What was Michael Keaton playing?
Loki. The villain.
Would he be playing Loki, like, what, 2 years after playing Batman?
Because, like, maybe. 89 I don't know if they cared was as the much first about Batman. That. What's the second?
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, you've just removed.
Yeah, 92 Batman. Is the second. Is
so that Batman when... Forever's gone. Yeah. Batman Returns is gone.
Yeah. But now thinking about that, well, Black Widow, Michelle Pfeiffer would also be a wonderful Black Widow.
Oh, true, actually.
But she's also in.
Yeah. What but if we're erasing, yeah. mm-hmm. just erasing Hollywood in the 90s, because, Basic Instinct, what year is that?
Is that 91?
No, 1992. So, Sharon Stone.
What was Cruise doing in 92? It'll be something.
Mm-hmm. I think Tom Cruise, 1992, might be in that like weird period.
Well, again, because it could have been like, you know, they were filming it. Because again, I want to maybe just make this like an assumption out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. But like in terms of like the filming and all that kind of stuff and what we expect from our actors now versus back then, maybe a bit different. So like they wouldn't be on this like in crazy regime of like working out in steroids as opposed to like, you know... Now.
Yeah.
But we have Batman Returns to compare to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which happens exactly the same time. See what that was like.
But I don't think Michael Keaton was like,
No, but
crunching
like
crazy.
Yeah, but like even just like, you don't need to destroy your life to become a superhero. I mean, it's kind of gone back on that now.
I know,
great. They're just like, let's go normal style. I mean, still crazy, but
there would be like, a bunch of, just because you're in, say, the Avengers 92 doesn't mean you can't make, say,
you can't
basic
also
instinct.
Make basic. Yeah.
Because again, that's like how film works. You go from one thing to the other,
And maybe they filmed Avengers 92
back in the 90s, back in 1990, or really probably back in 89. when the success of the first Batman, they're like, we got to get the Avengers happening.
Get the Avengers together, dude.
Let's see.
Oh, that would have sucked.
It would have been a bad movie. It would have been a real stinker, dude.
Yeah.
No, so Batman Returns had like great, like people went stupid with comic
book
movies.
Oh, no, I mean as a film.
No. I mean as in like making the movie. It was already like what it is now, basically.
I just mean like as a film, a 92 Avengers would have sucked.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have understood or figured out like the how to make Iron Man look good.
That's fair. No, sorry, I was saying what you were saying previous, how it's like, you could just knock out Batman Returns and all like Avengers 92 and then do Basic Instinct. No. Like the set was under 24-hour security and like...
Is that because of Freaks?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Freaks haven't gotten less
freaky. Yeah, Freaks never changed, dude. It's cool to think about how they would have depicted all
they
of those.
They immediately spent $2 million on... it was... Straight away, they were like, let's just go nuts.
Okay. I do like you have a Chuck and Michael Biehn in there.
That's nice. Michael Biehn's Hawkeye. Interesting choice, dude. But I can see it. And I can see it. But Mel Gibson is the Hulk.
That's an interesting... But then again, like at 92
Mel Gibson.
We hadn't turned... Or we hadn't seen a lot of Mel Gibson.
No, but what did he... What did 92 Mel Gibson look like?
He would have had a mullet.
Yeah, Braveheart was... Oh. When was Braveheart? Like in the mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
Because it was like... That moment in time where we were loving
Mel. Is it Braveheart like 98?
Mel Gibson was making a movie called Forever Young in 1992. Okay.
And Lethal Weapon 3. Ah. So you know what he looks like. Just look at Lethal Weapon 3.
Fuck, dude.
Because when was when was Braveheart and Patriot?
Braveheart is...
Is that... I want to say like 95?
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. Braveheart's 95. Patriot's 2000.
Yeah, right.
Lethal Weapon 4 is 98.
Okay.
Ransom's 96.
That's my secret, Cap. I'm always pissed off.
Do
you reckon he'd do an Australian accent for
it? They didn't get Banner drew one.
Oh, Eric, that's true. Banner,
not
that's true.
Bruce Banner.
What the fuck? Mel Gibson was in seven movies in 2022.
What the hell?
Crazy.
None of them good, I imagine.
No. I mean, nothing's going to be good since... You know. No, he took fucking 6 years off acting. What happened in that period of time?
I don't know. He was just taking a well-earned break.
Yeah.
yeah. He's had to kind of center himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, weird thinking of like, yeah, not only like who you'd cast in like a 92 Avengers, but like what would that even would be? Because again, you're not having these like 3 hour movies.
No.
Then. You're sort of having like the runtime of like, what's the runtime of like, say, Batman 89 or Batman Returns
is 2 hours six. So Batman.
You get into, you probably get those like 2 hours and change.
Yeah.
And like
89 is also 2 hours and 6 minutes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So you get like a 2 hour film, and that's just like, you know, one dude, Batman.
Yeah.
And so, like, again, I don't know if you could do.
And also, like, this would be not. This is not taking place in a world where we have a cinematic universe. So yeah. It's introducing all these characters,
all these people, like as an ensemble. Like, yeah.
I mean, Superman 1978 is nearly 2.5 hours long.
Wow. Okay.
So like, that's like.
When these are all solo characters. Like, when was the first sort of team movie? Was it X-Men?
Yeah, would have been.
Batman and Robin? Yeah. Actually, yeah, when was...
Like, the first... Because X-Men would have been 2000 and...
It's just 2000.
Yeah, right?
Actually, that's... Mm. That's 105 minutes long.
And, like, you know, with the X-Men film, you have, like, your
one character.
How
did they make X-Men so short?
Because they kind of just made Wolverine... The main, and then everyone else was sort of just like there
just
as
guys
well.
Guys he met,
yeah.
Yeah, and so there was like, you know, pre-established lore, as it were.
I reckon
so
you're kind of your 92, that. Your 92 Avengers movie, you have Ed Harris's
Nick Fury.
Nick Fury is your main character. And you, no, hear me out, shut the fuck up, go to hell. And you set it in a world where you have all of these superheroes, but you don't introduce them as like... They're not your point of view characters. Ed Harris is, and he's still doing that. I got to get this team together, but like the first third of the movie is him being like, they're all superheroing already, pre-established. I'm gonna have to go to them and convince them to join forces.
Wow. So you're imagining that's... Ocean's 11?
Yeah. Yes.
It's crazy that you are also your franchise. I mean, Ed Harris wasn't an old man then. fair enough.
Yeah.
How old was Ed Harris actually?
I mean, honestly, I might not have picked if the movie was going this way. I might not have picked Ed Harris.
Yeah. Right.
I might have picked someone who was more of a leading man in 92.
Yeah,
I could have been 42 in 92. Yeah,
I just don't think he could have really... I mean, I just don't think Nick Fury is a good
in. He wouldn't
be... I understand not them like either this one or even the comic version.
He would not be like the comic version. He would be a guy who works nebulously for the government, who's like, I need to get the superheroes together to save the day.
That'd be a bad film.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be a bad film no matter what you do.
You make Captain America your lead, and you just do it as soon as he's like, you know.
Who do they fan cast as Captain America?
Kurt Russell. You make Captain America your lead, and it's about him, like, when he gets thawed out.
Yeah.
And like the Avengers already exist without Captain America.
Give me that
America.
Cast again. I'll tell you who the lead is based on.
Cappy America, Kurt Russell. Iron Man, Tom Cruise. Thor is Arnie, Hulk, Mel Gibson, Black Widow, Sharon Stone, Hawkeye, Michael Biehn, Nick Fury, Ed Harris, Loki, Michael Keaton.
Who's the... Honestly, Mel Gibson's probably the biggest Hollywood ticket at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not even Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise in 92.
Yeah. Was he doing The Firm?
Yeah. It's just before The Firm. Yeah. It's after Days of Thunder. He's making a movie called Far and Away. His second collaboration with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So he hasn't done, like, say, A Few Good Men yet?
No,
okay.
Ooh,
that's a bit early for Cruise.
Yeah. I mean, there could be his breakout performance.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I mean, Top Gun has happened.
Oh, okay. You could hinge on Cruise.
You could hang anything on Cruise.
Yeah. I was going to say, you do either Kurt Russell
so Captain
or
America,
Tom
Unfrozen.
Because then you have the same thing with, I'm just trying to think of like, you know, a team movie and you have your in. And
oh, actually, A Few Good Men is 92.
Oh, okay. Well, we've wiped that off. We've really ruined Hollywood.
Yeah.
But yeah, like again, you want that kind of like, with Wolverine, how you want that one like fish out of water character, like it's pre-established, whatever. And so it could just be like, everything is through the lens of
Captain America, a man out of time.
And so we're like, that and all these other characters pre-exist, so you don't have to spend too much time with them.
Yeah.
You could do the same thing with what they currently do anyway, which is like, you know, dual, like, I guess...
Captain America and Iron Man kind of as your leads.
You could do that. They could have done that. But again, it's, again, you're thinking about a film in the 90s. This is the first one that's there.
Yeah.
You're not basing it on any pre-established anything.
We don't have the format for this kind of movie.
No, because it'd be the very first team movie with big stars.
Yeah.
The very first team movie with, like, you know, suits and shit.
Mm.
And, like, X-Men was like, all right, yeah, all this, like, bullshit colors. No.
All black.
No. Leathers. Everyone's in leather.
Well, 92, though, because, like, Batman Returns is... fucking bonkers.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
So,
That's what I'm saying. Again,
Jimmy Cameron's directing, let's not forget.
Okay.
Wait, what was he doing in 92?
Yeah, that's what I was going to look
True
up.
Lies just fucking gone now? You motherfucker. Who's this email? They've wrecked.
Corey, you fucked it.
Corey, you have destroyed Hollywood for your stupid little comic book movie.
True Lies still exists. Woo! This comes out just the year after Judgment Day.
He's
so Jimmy Cameron is on a tear.
Jimmy Cameron, he's rushed to Judgment Day. Oh, yeah. Corey, your silly little superhero movie has wrecked history.
Yeah. Well, they're getting the cast of, like, say, T2 into the Avengers.
Yeah. Well, if Arnie's coming in as Thor, then, you know, he's like,
Is Edward Furlong? Yeah, who's he playing?
Yeah,
Bucky.
Fuck.
Yeah. He's too young?
Bucky? Perfect for Bucky.
Oh, yeah, I guess Bucky's usually a boy.
Yeah, no. Rick Jones.
Rick Jones.
No, because Edward Furlong is like 12, like he's like 15.
Yeah, Rick Jones. Get him as Rick Jones.
Is Rick Jones a little boy?
He can be Rick Jones, be whatever you want. It's the 90s.
When did The Crow come out?
94? Okay. Brandon
like
Lee?
Brendan Lee's like Crow?
Yeah.
Not Ed Furlong.
No.
94. Why 94. Do I just know stuff like that? I haven't even seen the fucking
Crow.
I know,
dude. It's pretty good.
Because, if you really want to do, like...
I died for that movie.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out in the 90. I'm just looking at the other superhero movies around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, then I guess the Turtles is almost like a
Last
team
Action
film.
Heroes 93 or 94.
Again, these
Rocketeer
aren't,
91.
Yeah, team films.
Darkman 1990.
Yeah, again.
Dick Tracy 1990.
When's the first team film?
I know, but I'm just checking because I'm kind of basically imagining the aesthetic of this movie.
Yeah, it's grimy.
I don't know if it would be. I think if you're getting movies like Dick Turtles. Tracy and that's Turtles cool. where...
It would just be fucking... They would just go comic book accurate.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They would try and make it as comic book. It would look crazy, this movie.
So the thing is, like, Iron Man would not be in the suit a lot.
No.
You're doing, like, Hulk as, like, you know, maybe... You know,
RoboCop 2, 1990.
It's the bodybuilder painted.
I was trying to imagine that in 92 how they do the Hulk.
Yeah.
Would it be like bodybuilder body and then they would superimpose?
You bring back Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, if you're going to do like a 92 thing and you kind of want like, you know, again, maybe you pick, Rick Jones as your like,
your every man character.
Who's the audience surrogate? And it's a pre-established team. It's already existing.
I don't even think you're going a real character. 92, you introduce a brand new protagonist who has a superpower. Brand new superhero, and he's joining.
He's like, it's a kid,
yeah.
Because like again, you want to like you know, it's because it's a kid movie,
yeah.
It's for kids, it's for babies, and so you're making a younger sort of like superhero. He's like the Avengers. They save him. Like the first mission, they save him, and he's like very powerful, very strong. And then he's being like you know.
Then they're like, basically. We'd like to, you to join the Avengers.
And that's how you sort of
feel
do that,
like it would probably just end up being like fucking Star Wars, like the start of Star Wars. You just follow one of the characters, and then like you start small. So fucking Captain America, works just because of he's unfrozen, and like kind of then it's like revealed to be like a bigger world, like Star Wars, except he goes to a fucking bar, and you have the Avengers already.
Yeah, being that's what I'm thinking. You already have the Avengers being a thing.
Here's they're not quite the Avengers yet, but like what happens in the 2012 one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The pieces are already there. So, like, Black Widow and Hawkeye already work for Nick Fury.
Yeah. It'd be
I'm glad it didn't happen because I much prefer the Hollywood we got then.
Me too.
Thank you for your email. Don't wreck movies.
Thank you. This is from Ethan. Cleaning the shower naked.
Okay, sweet. We're getting some feedback.
Okay. Yeah. Jackson is, in fact, an insane man.
Yeah,
Thank you. Thank you. It's a good first sentence. I like this. I don't like what's coming next.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
King of the world.
I do clean the shower in just my underwear and some gloves.
Take off your underwear.
You don't
want to
get those cleaning chemicals and nasty shower grime on your clothes. If anything gets on your skin, you can just clean it off in the shower easy.
Exactly.
Love the pod and thumb cramps. Hope Johnny Baby is good, damn it.
He is. Why are you wearing your underwear? I mean, it's extremely strange for me to tell a listener to take off their underwear.
Get nude,
get
listeners!
Get
nude, idiot.
But you're only wearing... What, who's seeing you? For whose modesty are you wearing your underwear in the shower?
A shower naked is fine. Cleaning a bath naked is fucked up.
I think both is... I don't know.
How do you clean your shower?
If I'm in a shower, so I would be in, yeah, like, I'd wear
you just
thongs,
like regular clothes.
And I'd probably, no, like, clean, like shitty trackies.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, okay, but...
And if I'm hot, maybe I'll go topless.
No.
Go so the whole way.
I think, no, you're... Shut up, Jackson. Yeah. You are not someone that needs to be listened to in this situation. I think there's two ways to clean the shower. Yeah. So, yeah, the fully clothed method where you're not also... Because I think a lot of people have a, like... Have a shower as part of cleaning the shower. Because, basically, you put all the chemicals and stuff, you wipe everything down, and then in the rinse phase, you add you having a shower into the
mouth. I guess.
Yes. Yeah,
shut up. Shut up, Jackson. This doesn't concern you right now.
You're wrong. Getting nude to clean the bath is fucked up. Because the difference is, I shower.
On your all fours, noose to the air, getting down, scrubbing away.
Well, you don't have to picture it.
Shut up.
You don't.
Shut up.
Cleaning a bath is a fully clothed activity, even if it is a shower bath.
Because I'm saying, like, for example, if you're putting, like, some sort of chemicals, like, either, like say, Drano, if you're, like, wanting to defog any of the hair or whatever, or any sort of other harsh chemicals, sometimes you let that simmer. You let that sit for a bit.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's, like, you know, 10 minutes or whatever. And I don't want to just be hanging out there just cocked to the wind, being like, ba-da-da-da-da. And then also when you get in there and, like, you're washing it all down or whatever, it's like the chemicals can splash back onto your feet. I don't want to be stepping in chemicals. So that's why I'm like, I would wear like some thongs and usually like a pair of like, either shitty trackies or like whatever, shorts or whatever, a singlet maybe, That's what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Because also I'm doing like either, if I'm doing cleaning, I'm doing like the bath. I'm doing the like in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Also probably doing a bunch of other stuff as well at the same time. So
well,
like
I won't be cleaning the lounge room naked.
Well, obviously. And so like if I'm, for example, I'm also maybe grabbing like we have like a steam cleaner, which is a bunch of steam. And it's like, a bunch of steam there. And like, you know, that's real hot.
It's basically
I don't
a sauna,
want that
dude.
On my genitals.
I think it's fine to be naked while you clean the shower, provided that you are having a shower as part of the shower, like the cleaning of the shower. Mm-hmm. And also because a shower doesn't hold chemicals in the base, where a bath does. That's how a bath works. So having a bath while you clean the bath is fucked up.
People are on my side, though.
No, they're not. Every single person has been like...
Too many people on his
side,
dude.
Check the Discord, brother.
Up.
What's wrong with our listeners?
Good friends of mine.
Yeah.
Good friends of ours that we've asked are also on his side.
Cleaning the bath nude.
King of the world,
who
bitch.
Are they? Give me names afterwards so I can never speak to them again.
I'll name Cass.
I live with Cass.
Yeah.
We have a bath. Well. She, one, has never cleaned the bath. Two.
Of course.
We don't... Like, which, in her defense, we don't use the bath.
Okay.
That's crazy, dude. Baths are awesome.
Yeah, but they take too long. I have a bath, barely use it.
I love having a bath.
I want to use it so badly.
Winding down after a long day.
I would love to.
Fuck, dude.
And also, like, you gotta remember that, like, I live in a share house. Our bathroom, we've got two toilets, but only one bathroom. Yeah. So to have a bath, you'd need to
pretty much be
home alone.
You need to block out, like, an hour.
And also, at the same time.
Fill it up. It's just
the anticipation.
I understand the concept, and I get it.
You know?
You're just like, it's just easy to have a shower.
Play some music.
Anyway,
I want that.
Cass is lying. She does not clean the bath naked.
She doesn't clean the bath, period.
Yeah, but even if she did clean the bath.
I guess it's more of a thought experiment.
Yeah,
I know the fucking layout of
the
bathroom.
Idea of it.
I know our bathroom because it's my bathroom also.
Yeah, yeah.
It just wouldn't work or happen. Anyway, I've got an email here because I did decide to check the inbox we've got. And this was, this one is an email, and this is beautiful from our listeners.
Yeah.
This is from Trevor. Who has sent it to Thumb Cramps and also to an email address that has nothing to do with any of us.
Nice.
Facelesspod at gmail.com.
Close enough.
Okay.
They've sent it to Thumb Cramps, but it's about baseless speculation.
Okay.
They know how to get
They know how to get through to us.
Dear Joel Dusha. Okay. My name is Trevor. I'm a filmmaker and avid listener to your podcast. I'm reaching out because an idea you shared in the latest episode of Baseless Speculation. I'm reaching out because of an idea you had and shared in the latest episode of Baseless Speculation. You casually stated, cow tools, the movie, would cause riots.
Yes.
And that got me thinking, cow tools, the movie. Suddenly I was inspired. The film came to me like a vision. In this email, I've included my script breakdown in the first four pages I've written so far. I'm mainly reaching out because I could not have come to this idea without you, and this is a script I want to pursue. I wanted to ask for your permission to finish this script. I also wanted to ask if you wanted to provide feedback, have any involvement, or see if you had any suggestions for Cow Tools, the movie. Here's my IMDb to show I am real. Mm-hmm. And here's the script breakdown.
I've read the script mm-hmm. so far, and I wholeheartedly endorse it. It made me laugh multiple times, especially when Jim Davis looks out the window and says, "They're going to eat me alive." That made me laugh.
So the scene we've been sent, and I'm not going to read out the script word for word because that feels rude to do to someone's work, to just publish it. But it starts in Gary Larson's office with Gary Larson and Jim Davis, author of Garfield, sitting there in September 1982, 1 month away from the infamous release of Cow Tools. And Jim is saying, I'm basically being like, I'm going to run out of ideas.
Yeah.
Garfield can only do so much. I can only, you've chosen the right comics. Yours can be anything. Mine has to end with Garfield and John being friends.
Yeah. And then Gary Larson being like, yeah, but yours, you know, Garfield, mm-hmm. he's what a legacy mm-hmm. you have.
You've made something.
Exactly. You've made something enduring.
Yeah.
And then he says, I gotta change the game. I gotta figure something out. And then he obviously invents Cow Tools. Oh, yeah, wholeheartedly endorse it. I'll be in it. I'll whatever, dude.
We'll be in it, starring in it if you will.
Yeah.
Jackson is Jim Davis.
Dude. No change to my physical appearance.
Yeah. I think that would be good.
Yeah, dude.
I think
it'd
be a great Jim Davis.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anyway, Trevor, thank you for the email, and yes, please make Cow Tools the movie.
Yeah, please, for the love of God.
Please do. Another email from, this one's from Michael.
Okay.
Someone who is somewhat functioning person who's barely masking my depression and hasn't legitimately smiled or laughed in as long as I can remember.
Uh-huh.
Jackson, love you, man. You managed to make me smile and laugh. Maybe this is a one-off. Maybe open the gates so I can be
happy
again.
It's a one-off.
Again.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. Naked bathroom cleaning is a fun time. Don't listen to the Joel's nonsensical rules.
Thank you.
You're doing it the right way.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. It's nice to know I have one friend in this goddamn life.
You can do anything naked.
Exactly.
But cleaning the bath naked is not how you should clean the bath.
Another email, which the title is just simply Jackson's shower method is good.
Yes.
Jackson is right about nude cleaning the shower. It's the right way to do it.
No, shower, yes.
Is it unconventional, unruly? Yes.
No.
But it is the superior way to clean.
Who's this guy? You didn't listen. You gotta listen.
I just don't be naked around chemicals. That's all I'm saying.
I say it's if it's in the shower and you're rinsing the shower. Oh. Don't get in the shower and spray fucking bleach everywhere. That's insane. Mm-hmm. Jackson.
The people are on my side.
See, again, I think they're all on his side no matter what. You're splitting hairs. I'm not.
Jackson Bailey, man of the people, bitch.
Yeah, they're going to eat you alive.
Man of the people, bitch.
Next time we do a tour, I'm going to throw you off stage and watch them tear you apart.
You use all sorts of weird sprays and chemicals while cleaning a bathroom, and I don't want those on my clothes. That's weird.
Exactly.
I'm not going to ruin some perfectly good underwear.
When I can ruin my fucking ass cheeks.
Yeah, because I sprayed bleach in the shower and it bounced back on me. So I'm happy to get bleach on your skin.
Yeah.
But not on my clothes. Happy to get it on your taint.
Yeah.
But not happy to get it on your wonderful underwear. Crazy.
It might.
I'd rather be a little itchy for an hour than ruin clothes. That's insane to me.
Thank you.
If this sounds insane, it does.
I'm going to set our audience on fire.
Jackson and Joel Dusha agree that dusting can be fun despite how it negatively affects their noses.
Yes.
Fuck
dusting. This is simply sacrifices you have to make for a clean home. This is one of them.
Wait, did I say I was pro dusting? I hate dusting.
I don't know, dude.
I like a wipe soft. The cleaning's good.
Wiping's good.
Dusting.
I'm pro wiping.
Dusting fucks me up for way too long. Oh. I'll do it, but I don't like it.
Another email. Attention, rude boys and Jackson. Step off Jackson in regards to cleaning the bathtub nude. It's the most effective. If you're not scrubbing hard enough to work up a sweat, well, then, boys, you ain't cleaning.
Have any of our listeners had a fucking job?
Is it the reason Jackson got testicular cancer? Maybe.
Who can say?
But that is beside the point, my good sirs. Yours sincerely, some stoned fuck from the USA.
Somebody also in my comments on Instagram recently said that you guys were mean to me when you said I looked like a boiled egg, man. Just saying.
Well, you do. You do look like at any moment in time you have boiled eggs in your pocket. So. You've said this. So.
In fact, you got to remember that
we said that,
but on an episode of our sister show, which has already come up here, Thumb Cramps, a guest also said it out of, they're like, what? Well, you don't like eggs?
They were mean too. Yeah. They were mean too, saying I was looking like a boiled egg.
I'm sorry, dude, but you have a vibe.
Dude, it looks like you're watching Imagine Dragons at a music festival. They're playing Radioactive. Are you trying to hand me a boiled egg for protein?
Yeah. You also look like you're a man that may have, is it called scroggin?
Oh, I look like a scroggin man?
Yeah. That's depressing. Like you have a bunch of nuts, berries, and sultanas in your...
In a bum bag that I have around my waist?
I was thinking like a Ziploc bag that you have in a pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A whiff.
Yeah. And I know that you've distilled that from a big bag.
So
you
got a big tub even of scroggin.
Yeah.
You do look like a scroggin man.
I think you look more like an egg man than a scroggin man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think you could go either way. Okay. Depends on the clothes, I guess, you're wearing.
What about today? Scroggin or egg?
Egg. It's your head, dude. I don't care about your clothes. Your head and your vibe.
Scroggin today.
Interesting.
Egg. Yeah. Egg every day.
Egg every day.
It looks like you just look... I don't think you're a scroggin guy. I think you look like you call trail mix scroggin, but I don't think you're just carrying scroggin. Egg, though, if you... Anytime.
I could pull out an egg right now.
Yeah, right now.
Any kind?
No.
Boiled.
What about just raw?
No, boiled.
You don't... Yeah, sorry, Jack, but you don't... You don't give off eating, raw egg or drinking raw egg vibes.
No.
Boiled egg.
Boiled egg, yeah.
You boil six at a time.
See how mean they are to me.
Yeah.
We mean to you, too. Cleaning the bath nude's fucked up.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's bad for you.
Yeah, don't do that. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Anyway, this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and well, we've been the best boys.
Yeah. And you can, of course, sound off if you want to talk more about how the cleaning habits.
Who out there is on my side? Yeah,
bsboyspod@gmail.com.
And do you agree that I look like an Eggman, or are you nice?
And look, if you want to be rude to the Joels, what do we look like we constantly have in our pockets? Let us know.
A gun. Aimed at you.
I see it. Whoa. He is rude.
I'll take rude, but fucking...
What if they come back?
Being told I'm wrong because I wear clothes when I clean the bar.
Yeah. I was like, what if they say, you look like a scrambled egg, man?
Scrambled eggs in
your pocket all times.
I like the idea of you take off your hat and a scrambled egg underneath.
Well, I'll take off your hat, whole chicken.
Oh!
Fuck off.
Magical.
Yeah, that would be good.